Let's get off to Wimbledon now and Roger Federer's win. John Norman is with us from TalkSport Radio. Hi, John. John, are you with me?
I am indeed, listening to you loud and clear. How are you doing?
Oh, yeah, very well indeed, thanks. Take us through the match. I saw Cilic at the end, but what was he like at the beginning?
Well, he had a chance right at the start of the match. He had a break point against the Roger Federer serve. He didn't take it, and that, unfortunately, as close as it got. Unbeknownst to the packed crowd at centre court, he came into the match with an injury, one that his team had tried to manage over the last couple of weeks. But unfortunately, he knew before everybody else that he was in trouble out there.
Yeah.
And whilst he gamely tried to fight on, blisters, the cause, and that doesn't sound particularly bad, does it? But when they come under the callus of your foot, and when you're trying to push every sinew to try and beat the world's greatest tennis player at the world's greatest stage, the realisation, I suppose, very early on for Cilic that he just wasn't going to be able to do himself, his family, his team and the spectators justice, and it just became all too much for him, unfortunately.
From a commentary point of view, was it a really classic Wimbledon final, would you say? I remember listening to some of those radio commentaries of matches with Borg in years gone by, and you would be on the edge of your seat because it was, you know, an intense battle, and it was clawing for every point.
Absolutely. I mean, I grew up in the Becker years in the 80s when this qualifier, this young kid, brash, a style of tennis you'd never seen before, coming up against some of the more established players. This was not that, that's for sure. And unfortunately, it hasn't been a stellar year for Wimbledon, with some injuries robbing the fans of some earlier games. Federer himself and Djokovic getting through quite easily on occasion. Obviously, the home favourite, Andy Murray, again succumbing to injury in his match. And it's been that case throughout. Even the ladies' final on Saturday promised so much in the first set. But then again, eight games on the bounce meant that was over within an hour or so. So 2017, sadly, won't be looked back on in terms of the competition. But it will be looked back on as another year where Roger Federer really crowned himself as the ultimate Wimbledon tennis player and the greatest of all time.
Hour and 41 minutes, which is fairly short for the men's climax at Wimbledon. What was Federer like at the end of it all?
Well, as gracious as ever, as he always is, no matter the opponent, no matter the game, no matter the result. So he paid tribute to his opponent, he paid tribute to the crowd. He's just a quality act, isn't
he?
What can you say about a man that's been there, done it 19 times? I mean, he's been winning Wimbledon since 2003. He's just absolute quality. And I think with people like Roger Federer, whatever sport you watch, you have to appreciate and enjoy these guys while you can, because we'll have a long time looking back. So just sit back and watch what you can while you can.
What I love about the guy is his ability to just grin quite often in the media conferences, and the fact that he's got past that point of taking himself seriously.
Yeah, that's absolutely very true. And look, if you can't get to that stage when you've enjoyed the success that he has done, then when can you? But I think it also comes with maturity, and it comes with age, and it comes with a position where, when you've been in a period of your career when winning trophies comes easy, and then you go through a period where not so, it just means that when the success comes back again, you just make sure you savour it, you enjoy it. But also you just keep yourself grounded because you know it's not going to last forever.
Thanks so much this morning for joining us. John Norman of Talk Sports Radio on the Wimbledon final, and for the eighth time, a record in the professional era, it is Roger Federer taking Wimbledon.